Okay, today's daf is daf mem, and we are Lamed Tes Mabez. Let's read the last line. Lamed Tes Mabez. So we are still discussing the Mishnah, which came up yesterday, which discussed the differences between Ones and Mefate. The Mishnah mentioned how Ones, one has to pay right away, and then has to marry his victim, the Nanas, while if she wants, and if her father wants. But Sheki by Mefate, the Knas is only paid later when he decides what he wants to do, if he doesn't want to marry her. And we mentioned yesterday that the Knas is in lieu of the Kesef Shel Haksuba, and Boshes Begam, though, has to be paid right away. So now the Gemara asks, second to last line, Ones Shos Sabatiso. So the Mishnah mentioned that an Ones, as the Pasuk says, has no choice. An Ones must marry the victim if she wants, while Mefate does not. And as we mentioned, you know, if they'll remember, Ones is not just, you know, why would any victim of a Maisa Ones want to get married, but to realize that a Nanas in the earlier societies was tainted, and she wouldn't want to, nobody would want to marry her in the future, and she'd be worried about her livelihood and how she would be supported. And if you think about it as a case where, let's say, they had a relationship beforehand, and it wasn't just a total stranger, but it just ended up being a little case of Ones where the woman did not want to go as far and the husband did. So one could come up with a case where the Ne'enas, it's not so out of the ordinary, out of the question for them to eventually want to get married and for her to want to make sure that she has coverage for all of her parnasa for the rest of her life. So the Torah at least gives the option to her to want into this marriage. So ask the Gemara. That only applies by Ones, that he has to marry her, not by Mefate. Amalei Rava Mipar Zakya L'Rav Ashi Michti Mikmar Gamri Mehadadi. We go back and forth yesterday, the day before. We have all these limudim of the Gzeirah Shavah comparing Ones and Mefate in terms of various halachos. L'ha milsanami Ligmru Mehadadi. So why don't you learn this halacha too? Why don't you say that Mefate also has to marry her Bal Karcho? Just like Ones has to get married Vosi Elisha, so too, why not by Mefate save Vosi Elisha? And it has to be Bal Karcho. Amar Kra, Mahar Yim Harena Lo Leisha Lo Midaito. No, the Pasuk says by Mefate that Mahar Yim Harena Lo Leisha, he has to pay her Leisha to be his wife, and Lo, we darsh in the word Lo, to him, Midaito. From his das. I mean, he has to be beard so no. If he doesn't want to, then we can't force him to get married. That's lo midaita. Tosfos on the top asks, we have the word lo also in the other context. Velosi elisha. We have velosi elisha, so why do we say that has to be forced? Right? So what? So what's the difference between the lo by mefate and the lo by ones? There has to be something by ones that means that you don't have a choice. It says lo yuchal l'shalchal kol yomav. So Tosfos says, maybe it means you have a choice whether to get married, but once you get married, you're not allowed to divorce her. Maybe that's what the Torah means, asks Tosfos, the top Tosfos. V'im Tomar v'losi elisha nidro shnami lo midaito. Maybe he has a choice whether to marry her or not. You have a choice to get into the marriage, but once you get into the marriage, you're stuck. So maybe that's what it means. But lo exists by ones also. So Tosfos gives two answers why you can't say this. He says, number one, there's no svar to say that. What, that you have a choice whether to get married, but once you get married, you're not allowed to opt out. So what logic is there? If you you don't have a choice, you have to get married, you have to stay married. Okay, that's a common thread throughout. But Tez Tosfos ain svara sheyia midaito the kivin sheim nasa lo yichal shalcha. It doesn't make sense that you have a choice before and another choice afterwards. That's the answer number one of Tosfos. Number two, Tosfos va'od. There's a difference in the phrase of each one by Ones and Mefate. By Mefate, the focus of the phrase is him. Mahar yimharena lo leisha. He should do this mahar. He should pay this dowry to her. But the focus is him, and that's why we could darshan. The law is teaching me that it has to be birt so no. We can't force him to get married. In the other phrase, velosia leisha, Tosfos assumes, is the focus on her. Velosia leisha kaya isha lahachi bina midaita. But Mari Marina, the focus is on the gavra, on the man. So that's why Tosfos answers the two differences between Ones and Mefate, even though there's a low by each of them, still, the low by Mefate could be Darshan Midaito, even though the low by Ones is not being Darshan Midaito. There's another answer I saw quoted here in the Biri Hadaf from the Ayelas Yehovim. Ayelas Ahovim. The Ayelas Ahovim quotes, maybe just push up down on the Psukim. Below Sia Leisha by Ones, it says, Tachas Asherina. Tachas Asherina sounds like it's an Onesh. Because he forced her. Tachta Shirina, Tejas Reyu. He forced her, so it's an onish. It won't be an onish if he has a choice in the matter. So that's what just Ayala Sahovim suggests, Pasha Pshat in the Psukim, that Tachta Shirina is mashma, that it is an onish. Okay, three answers to why don't we make the drasha by ones as well as by mafata. Continues the Gemara, Kesa Cho Sabatitzo. The Mishnah continued that he has to marry her, even if she is deformed, even if there's some problem with her, except if she is a Aveira. If she is a, as the Mishnah says, Nimsa Dvar Ervo, she ain't a real love of a call, if there's some Aveira to marry her, so then in a Rashay Lakaima, Velosi El Isha does not kick in if it is an Aveira, if it's not Isha Ruyala. So ask the Gemara. We have this similar question back in Yavamis, in the early days. Amr of Kahana, Amrisa Lashmaisa Kamedra Zvid Minaharda, Nesi Ase, Vinitche Losase. Why don't we say Ase Dochalosase here? The Ase of Velosi Elisha, that he has to marry her, overrides and pushes aside the Losase of whatever the Aveir is. Ase Dochalosase, right? We have, that's what the big Gimel, Davdal, Davhei, Omsechazi Bamas asked, and we also had it later on, the Chaf area. Where we said, why by Chayve Lavin? The mitzvah of Yibum should override Chayve Lavin. So there are different drushes given. Maybe you say, Gzeir be a Rishona, Ato be a Shnia. Right? So there are different answers given in that Gemara in that context. But here we ask it, what about by Ones? The mitzvah d'oraisa for the Ma'anes to marry the woman should override the Losase. At least of Chayve Lavin. You want to say Chayve Krisis? I say it's not Dochalosase Shishpo Krisis? Okay. But at least of Chayve Lavin, what about Amamzeres? So the Gemara answers, Omar Li. Rav Kahana says, Rav Zvid told me, Heichi Amrina Nesi Asevin Itchalosase Kagon Mila Bitsar. Interesting, the assumption is that the assay is at the moment of the Aveira. This is that moment of the Aveira, meaning at the Shas Nisuin. The mitzvah isn't to continue to be married. There's a losa say continue to be married, but the mitzvah is to get married. Velosi elisha. So the Gemara says, when do you say asi docha losa say kigon nesi asi v'adichel losa say kigon mila bitzaras delo efsher lekiyume lase. Let's go with Rashi's pshat for now. What does that mean? When does asi docha losa say apply? Where you must do the assay. There's no choice in the matter. And the only way to do the assay is by violating the los assay. For example, a child which has a negat saras on the arla, on the foreskin. So usually there's an isur d'araisa to cut off the foreskin, to cut off a negat saras. It says in Kiseitse, he shamer b'negat hatsaras lishmer v'lov l'asos. He shamer b'negat saras, he shamer is always a lashon of los assay. Be careful with a negat saras, you're not allowed to cut off a negat saras. What if there's a negat saras on the arla of an 8-day-old baby? So you have to cut off the negat saras. Right? So that's where you can say ase docha los assay. Right, that also shows that Negat Saras might not be purely for Lashon Hara, this 8-day-old baby. You know, what kind of Lashon Hara has he spoken already? But maybe it's, sometimes there's holy that we don't understand. Okay, so Asi Dochalosa say there, you don't have a choice in the matter. You have the assay of Mila, you have to do it, and the Losa say of Saras. So that's where it would apply. Aval Hacha, but, and there's another Girsa, but let's go with our Girsa now. Aval Hacha, but here, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case of the Ones, the Ma'anis marrying her. Hey, if she says, I don't want to get married, we learned yesterday, they don't have to get married. So you know what? Rashi explains, Bez Din will advise her not to get married. And therefore, you won't have to violate the Los Asay by being Mekayim the Asay. Asi Docha Los Asay is when you don't have a choice. You have to do the Asay. The Los Asay comes along with it. Ein Breira. Ein Breira, Masha Ein Kein, if you could get out of it. Again, this connects to all the lumdis that we discussed with Menachem, discussed a little bit in Yevamis. How does Ase Docha Los Ase work? Does it work where the Los Ase really exists? The Ase pushes aside the Los Ase? Or do you say that no, that the Los Ase, B'makum, the Ase, Hashem never meant it to exist. Hashem never meant to exist, meaning Hashem commanded Ase Docha Los Ase, B'makum Ase, there is no Los Ase. Right, that's what's called hutra, tchuliyah or hutra. So again, this might connect to that idea. Right, when do you say when you have to do it? When they have to go together, that's where you could say Hashem never meant this los asay to exist. Right, there is no los asay here because the asay always has to take place. Masha Ein Kein, in a case where you could get out of it. So Bezdin will advise her. That's the third line of Rashi. Milamdinosa lomar eini rotze. Bezdin will tell her, get out of it. Right, the Pnei Yeshua asks, why did the Gemara suggest this by Yibam? You're going to ask that. Right, never says that by Yibam. That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha here. By Yibam, the Gemara never says, we'll advise her to do Chalitza. Rav never says that. The Pnei Yeshua says maybe Yibam is more of a mitzvah than Ones is a mitzvah. Ma'ani, Sefalosi Elish is a mitzvah. Yibam is a mitzvah gedola compared to Chalitza. Chalitza is a b'di'eved. The Gemara says, b'makam, makam Chalitza.
But the point of the Gemara is true that there's no, you don't have to do it.
Oh, the point of the Gemara is true so that you don't have to do it. Correct. We're going to have another pshat of the Gemara in a minute. But you're right, that's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. I didn't bring it here. The Pnei Yeshua's kasha here is that what's the difference between this case where the Gemara suggests let's advise her not to versus Yibam where we don't.
Maybe that's exactly the point. Don't say Isha
Maybe Velosi Elisha is teaching me Isha Haruyalo that you don't say that. You don't have any parallel makar by Yibam? I don't know, maybe I have to check it out. But maybe Velosi Elisha is Isha Haruyalo specifically here that's telling me that you don't say Asi Dochalos Ase. So that's a makar that you don't say Asi Dochalos Ase here.
In this case, right.
Sounds like it's a general principle, but you know, only where it has to happen.
We hasn't been able to advise people.
Right.
Bezin will advise,
right, if they're different age. Malamdin Ektana Lomar, right by the end, the Mishai's the end of Yivamas. So we have Bezin advising people not to get married to in certain cases. But we didn't have it here by the Chayvi Lavin case.
Well, we didn't use it as an answer why you don't say Asidu.
Right, it did not come up in that context, correct. So this is Shitas Rashi. Rashi says the Gemara means Malamdin Osa Lomar Eni Rotsa. Fine. Says the Ritva, and what if she says no? What if she says, I want to marry him? I want to marry him. I'm violated. Who's going to marry me now? I want to marry him. The Eino Nacho says the Ritva. Number one, he says, Iker Chasim and Asefer. What does the Gemara say? E Amro de lo be'ina mi isla asekla. If she says, I don't want to, does the Asay exist? So the Ritva says, where does it say anything about Bezdin, advising or not to? Iker Chasim and Asefer. It's mostly not in, the answer is not here. The Ode, Imalamdino Solomani Rotsav, Yomar's Rotsa Ani, Maikel Amemar. What if she says, I want to? So then, you don't have a choice. Then you have to do the essay, and it's going to violate the Losa essay. So if Yesh Lomar says the Ritva, you're going to force her. You try to convince her. And if she doesn't listen, then you know, Kofen HaShosh Yom HaRotzani, says the Ritva. Kiva, Yesh Lomar, according to Rashi, Kiva Ndili Didei Ike Yisura, Kofen Lacha Amrlo, Lamra Lo Be'ina. Revichi Yamra Hachi, Mistama Nichola, Misha Mitzvah Lishmola Devir Chachamim. Like the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, right? Kofen HaShosh Yom HaRotzani, this is what she really wants to do. She's just being forced by her, you know, her, your Yetzahara on top of her. That is one shot of this line of the Gemara. The Tosfos Yishanim, in the little letters at the end of Tosfos Kagon, has a different shot. He says, maybe the difference is, Asi Dochalos Asay is only here, he has the mitzvah, not her. He has the mitzvah. Asi Dochalos Asay is only when the Asay is going to push away the Los Asay. But here, she only has the Los Asay, or involved in the Los Asay. There's no, the assumption is that she's included in the Los Asay, and the Asay does not apply to her. Asidoch Los Asay is when everybody's covered. But once the Asay is not applying to everybody, so then you would say that it would not apply here. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Tosfos Yishanim, in the name of his son-in-law. Must have been talking at the Shabbos table one time. He quotes his son-in-law. He says, my son-in-law asked me a kasha. So what if you have a katana? What if you have a katana, Rabbi Kiva Eger? What if you have a katana that was nanas? Then she's not musheres. She's not musheres, and then you're covered. Then you should say, Asi Docha Los Asay. Because here you have the ones and the Asi and the Los Asay by him, and there's no Los Asay by her. He says, Hiksha B'ni Achason, Hanavon, Yitzchak. Tim Kane, Bimi Hiktana, the Animus Harris, he had in Lisa Osa. So he gets into Machila Yisur Biadayim, another Gemara at the end of Yivamas. Are we allowed to be Machil? You know, when she gets older, it'll turn into a Los Asay, and there won't be original Asay, but that's his discussion based on the issue of Ketan. Okay, two other points, yeah? By Yibam, is there a mitzvah on her? So the Pnei Yeshua discusses that also. Is there a discussion? Is there a mitzvah on her by Yibam? That is a discussion. What about Chalitza? It's discussed by both.
Hey, we say that the mitzvah of Los Isha only applies to a woman who is royal of the Kahal.
Okay, maybe that's what Yisrael was saying before. Maybe Los Isha is teaching me that this mitzvah is limited. That sounds like a more fundamental idea than what the Gemara is saying. Unless that's what the Gemara means. Mi'isla say klal, which means there is no mitzvah in this case. There is no mitzvah in this case. Okay. There is a ksos. Fascinating ksos. In Simin Sadik Zion. The Ksos quotes the Shuvas HaRashba, which is a well-known Shuvas HaRashba. The Rashba in Simin Yudches discusses, by every mitzvah that we don't have a bracha, why don't we make a bracha? goes through like 20 different mitzvahs. Every mitzvah doesn't have a bracha, there's a reason why not. So the Rashba quotes, it's Rabbi Yossi ibn Palat. That's what he quotes. So he says, why don't you make a bracha on tzedakah? Why don't you make a bracha on tzedakah? Or on lending somebody money, halva. Or ha'anaka, right? Giving your eved items when you set him free. Why do you make a bracha on all these mitzvahs? So says the Rashba, they're quoting others, the Heshiv, why? She'ena mitzvah tzluya kula biyad ha'ose. She'efsha shalo yisratza b'chaveiro. He could be refused. So you could refuse this. If he could refuse it, so then, right, you don't make a bracha. This comes up in various ways. The Ravid says that's why by Kiddushin, we don't do this, but that's why the Ravid says by Kiddushin, you should make a bracha afterwards, because maybe the woman's going to say no. Right? But the Rashbi here says that's why you don't make a bracha at all, because Efshar Shle Yisratza Bochaveira. So what do you see? What do you see, says the continuing the Rashba, quoted by the Ksos? Uminale, how do you know that by every mitzvah that might be uprooted, it's as if it's uprooted and therefore it's not as chashuv, and therefore it doesn't require a bracha? How do you know that every mitzvah, what do you mean? Let's say the Ani's going to accept. How do you know that? Because the Ani has the chance to uproot it, it's as if it's uprooted and therefore you don't make a bracha. You know what the Raya is? Ksuba Staf Mem. Ksuba Staf Mem, our Gemara. Hilchos Brachas, what do you mean? What do you see from here? The fact that the woman could say no to Velosi Elisha means it's not a real assay. It's not strong enough to say Asi Dochalos assay. It's as if it's not there, says the Rashba. It's the Rashba quoting. Because if it's not there, it's Ki'ilu Neka. That's why you don't make a bracha in Hilchos Brachas. That's why you don't see the principle of Asi Dochalos assay. That's the Rashba Raya from our Gemara, that when you have a mitzvah that can be Nekar, so therefore you don't make a bracha. And he says the same thing by Kibbut Avayim. Kibbut Avayim. That's why you don't make a bracha on Kibbut Avayim, because the father could be mochel on the covet. You're going to bring him some water? And I say, thanks, I had it ready. So, okay. Ready, he's mochel. So, therefore, we say that Asi Dochalos Aseh doesn't apply by Kibbut Avayim if your father tells you to do an Aveira. So, ask the Ksos then. Now that's the Ksos talking. V'yesh lahakshos, if you look at Meseches, b'metzian, eil metzias, we have a special limud to teach me you don't say Asi Dochalos Aseh by Kibbut Avayim. You have a special limud by it, right? Because it says in the same pasuk, "Yishimovav tirovesh apsosai tishmoru." Special limud that asid ocholos. You don't say asid ocholos asay. What do you need in the limud for asid ocholos asay? It's an asay that could be nekar. It's an asay that he could be mochel. If I say the father could be mochel, so you just shouldn't need a limud. What does our Gemara say? The principle asay that could be nekar that you could get rid of. You don't say asid ocholos asay. You don't make a bracha. It's a weak asay. So what do you need a limud to teach me? There's no asid ocholos asay, but kibbut avayim. That's the Ksos' kasha. Answers the Ksos. Maybe kibbut avayim is unique. Why? Because shiny kibbut av dehukish kvodim lekvod makom. Kibbut avayim is like the Sefer Chinuch said, it's going to lead you to kavod Hashem. Right? It's a karas atov to your parents, a karas atov to Hashem. So that's why you might have thought that kibbut av, even though it could be nimchal, you would have thought that you do say asid ocholos asay. Then the Ksos goes one step further. So why don't you make a bracha on it? If it's a real asay, real strong asay, because it's kavod hamakom, so why don't you make a bracha on it? So he says maybe that's the maskana. Maybe that's the maskana. You have the limud that it doesn't do asay, don't allow asay, so that shows it's not as strong, even though you would have had hava mina. So he goes back and forth. This is a great Ksos, beginning of Simin Tzadik Zayin. Hilchos Brachos in the middle of Ksubis. That's what he says. Okay, one final point. Shas Katan. One final point here, and then we'll move on. Again, these few lines are the major action on the Amud. The Tosfos seems to have another girsa in our Gemara. Besides Mila Bitsaras, Tosfos seems to say tzitzis, kilayim bitzitzis. Look at the third line of Tosfos. Tosfos seems to ask a question on that. His girsa is just like Mila and Saras and kilayim bitzitzis. You don't have a choice. So too, you know, that's the only time you say asid ocholos asay. So ask Tosfos. On the third line of the Tosfos, Vakalayim b'tzitzis, Efshar l'kayim shneihem. She asked the Talmud Sefer, Chudish Zemer, what do you mean? Make a wool pair of tzitzis, wool beged, and wool strings. So you have a choice to get out of tzitzis. Why is Kalayim b'tzitzis no choice? So says Tosfos, no. To do the complete mitzvah of tzitzis, that's with tcheles. And with tcheles, you need woolen strings. Woolen strings, tcheles is... He says, "El actually kai misses treles el aide kilayim to treles imrahu." So that's what he says. He says to have a beged pishton with woolen strings. That's the ultimate mitzvah. What you're going to tell me? Says Tosfos that you're not allowed to wear linen clothing. Come on, you're allowed to wear any clothing you want. You're allowed to wear linen clothing. And what's the definition of treles? Is blue or green, whatever it is, wool. not just the color. Blue or green wool, that's the definition of treles. So says Tosfos, that's why it is in the Efshar. Because treles, the complete mitzvah of treles, of tzitzis, is with treles, with strings of wool, woolen treles, and you can't tell me that you're not allowed to wear a beged of treles. That's not called in Dover She'efshar. That's not like a choice of getting married. That's like, you're not allowed to wear clothes. You're allowed to wear the clothes of your choice, says Tosfos. V'zeh, ein lan olom ha'shei asur lobo, sh'al asur pishton, mishum de'efshar, b'shal tzemer, de'inger chashav, that's not called Efshar. Efshar, you can wear a different shirt. That's not called Efshar. So that is Tosfos's chiluk. There are other answers, the differences between the Tzitzis case and our case, but that is Tosfos. Okay, let's continue. After our foray into Asi Dochalosa, I'll say a little bit. Next Mishnah. Yisoma shen nisarsev and nisgarsha. A Yisoma that is nisaris and nisgarish. As we'll see in the Gemara is going to say this really doesn't mean Yisoma. It really means the same exact case we had two Mishnahs ago. It means a girl who was an Arusa that was divorced. She is considered like a Yisoma. Meaning she's separated from the father, and therefore the father does not get the Knas. This was a machlokas tanaim two Mishnayos ago. This was a machlokas tanaim that we had on Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. And the Gemara is going to say that this sheet is going like one of them. Like Rabbi Akiva who said Knas la'atzma. And because it goes to her, Rabbi Elazar Omer ha'ones chayiv. Ones therefore would be chayiv to pay this. And it goes to her. But Mefata would be pater. Why? Why would Mefata be pater? She's mocheles. Rashi says, first skinny line. Kiven diyasomahi v'knas shalahi v'achilte. She's Mocheles, and this sheet that the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Lazar is holding like his Rabbi Kiva. We'll see that in a minute. The sheet of Mekubetzes here does say, it's interesting, Derech Halimud question, he says, there are really four ways you can learn the Mishnah. The Gemara chooses one. But he says, if you just have the Mishnah, there are four ways you can understand it. You could say it means a real Yosoma. A real Yosoma, and a real Yosoma has the status of Nisaris and Nisgarsha. Or you could say it's two different cases. Or you could say it's only this. So he goes through all the cases, even though the Gemara itself just chooses that last one. That really it's just a case of an Arusa and Nisgarsha. Interesting point that Rashi here says that the Yisoma is Mocheles the Knas, right, if it was Mefate. The Rani quotes the Yerushalmi in our Mishnah, who quotes really a Machlokas. Because the Yisoma could be Mocheles the Knas? What's Mechudish about that? Does the Knas exist yet? And so I'm going to lend you money in next week. I'm going to lend you $100. So could you be Mochel that Chiyiv before I lend it to you, before the Chiyiv starts? So the Rani quotes the Yerushalmi, says, Machlokes. Yerushalmi ifligu, im yechol hi limchol knas olo. One holds, ikaman desavar, the knas eini yechol limchol, if he shein a zochebash, has a mother bedin. Knas doesn't start until a mother bedin. What do you mean, mochel? There's nothing. How can you be mochel something that does not exist? The ein adam mochel dover sheino bershuso. And you know what it means here? That mafat is pater? Bosh is a begam, not knas. Not knas. Bosh is a begam doesn't exist yet, not the knas. And the other day is that no. You can't be mochel the knas. Don't worry about it. 2 days. What's that machlokas about? Either how you view knas. There maybe knas does flow from the maisa. Maybe knas is earlier. It just has to be implemented by Bezdin. Maybe knas does flow from early. So it might be machlokas about knas, or might be machlokas about mechila. How does mechila work? Right. There is a question in Achronim how mechila. The stipler, the beginning of the Sechas Sanhedrin says. When I'm mochel to you, okay, you owe me $100, it's okay, don't pay me. So is that what's called siluk? I'm removing myself. I'm not giving you, I'm removing myself, and therefore you don't have to pay me. Or is that what's called a hakna? It's as if I got the money, and I'm being makin it back to you. Right? Is that mechila? It's as if I got it, kilu is kabbalat, and I'm giving it back to you. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. You can't have a hakna on a davar that's not there yet. Maybe you can't have a siluk. You're removing yourself from the potential chiyuv. So it might also be a machlokas about mechila. Either way, 2 days in the Yerushalmi here quoted in the Ran, where their argamara is about knas, like Rashi holds. Rashi says b'feir, which is about knas. Or is it about only bushes of begam, because you can't be mochel the knas before it exists. Fine.
Every case mafata, the girl is willing to participate. So why is this case different? Why do you say she's mochel here?
Every case of mafata, but here it's hers, not her father's. She's the Nisaz of Nisgarsha. That's why it's different here, because it goes to her. It can't be mochel or something of her father's. Says the Gemara, Amr, Rabbi Rechana, Rabbi Yochanan, says exactly what we just said. Rabbi Elazar, B'shitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo Amr. Rabbi Elazar is holding like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Shita, the Amr, who said 2 blot ago, Yesh l'knas v'knas l'atzma. She gets the knas, and the knas is hers, and therefore, by Mephata, she's Mochelosin. Mimai, where do you see that from our Mishnah? Midiktani, from the fact that it says, Yisomer, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Ha'oni, Schaiva, Mephata, Pater. From the fact that it says, Mephata, Pater, that's how you know it's hers and she's Macheles. Yisoma Pshita, what exactly? Of course, by Yisoma, there is no father. So Yisoma is obvious that it's hers and she's Macheles. El Hakamash Malan, Denara, Shenez Arsen, Esgarsha, Ki Yisoma. Now the Pshat of the Mishnah is that this case is like Yisoma. Ma Yisoma La'atzma, Apnar Rosh Arnasas, Esgarsha La'atzma. Right, just like Yisoma, of course, goes to her because there is no father, so too Nisarsev, Esgarsha goes to her. Amr of Zera, Amr of Rashila, Amr of Avruta Saba, Amr of Adabar Av, Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. Kari, why like, first and talk about why didn't you just say halacha to Rabbi Akiva? He was the Rebbe.
Two Rabbi Akivas?
Two days within Rabbi Akiva. Okay. 2 days within what Rabbi Akiva held. Okay. So maybe like Rabbi Elazar has to be clear. Kari Rav Aleid Rabbi Elazar Tovina Tachakimi. He's the best chacham. Best chacham, therefore the halacha is like him. Rashi, of course, the Gemara in Yavamis, always comes back to Yavamis. That how do you know Rabbi Elazar is the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva? That famous Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva, after he lost all of his Talmidim, he started again with 5 Talmidim, and one of them was Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, who's this Rabbi Elazar. This Rabbi Elazar. Somebody told me about this week how right, it says in Pirkei Avos that Omer Davar B'Shem Omer may be Gula La'olam. So is that a din in saying the source, the original source of that din? Somebody told me that Hagos Maimonios and Echos Talmud Torah. I didn't get to look it up yet. Is it the source of that din? Like you have to say the source, or is it every chain in the vart? Meaning you heard this b'shem so and so, b'shem so and so, b'shem so and so, who said it in the name of blank, right? So it sounds like it's two dinim. There's one din in saying the source, and one din saying every chain, because the Gemara believes in the second one. Because the Gemara always says, Amr this, Amr that, Amr that, Amr that. The Gemara feels the need that maybe Gula Olam is not just saying the original source. You don't skip any steps. So that came up here also. You know, you say Reb Zeir in the name of all of these people, in the name of Rav. Okay. I have to think about what the reason is for that then, either. The source and the chain. Everybody gets a chelek in the thought. Masti is the next Mishnah. Ezel Boshes. What is Boshes? So last week we spoke about Boshes is by both. Only some afate, tsar is the only difference, the previous Mishnah said. So Ezeo Boshes, hakol maybe have a vayish vamis bayish. Everything goes according to the embarrasser and the embarrassed. Different embarrassers will cause more embarrassment. And different people who are embarrassed will be embarrassed more or less. Rashi here says, the Mefarshim pointed out that Rashi is not parallel between the embarrasser and the embarrassed. Shidim Kubetzes has a column that discusses this Rashi. Rashi says an embarrasser that a lower person in society would cause more embarrassment. Would cause more embarrassment. Somebody chashuv embarrasses you, not so bad. But somebody, you know, more than an adam chashuv, you know, adam chashuv, the adam zol mil adam chashuv. While the misbayesh, the more chashuv you are, the more embarrassment you would have. Get different. The Rani here discusses it too. Exactly, what, it goes according to the embarrasser and the embarrassed. But which way does it work? You can see it both ways. You know, if somebody chashuv embarrasses you, oh, that's terrible. So the president embarrassed you, the boss embarrassed you, or you can say the opposite. That lowlife embarrassed you. You might say, oh, what he said is meaningless to me. Right? What do I care what he says? But also, you can say, what a mezulzal. So he said this about me. So again, you could say different ways, you know, but it is subjective. Yeah.
It's not a starter, because if the Gadol Hadar embarrasses you, it's much worse than if the bedroom.
Right, freedom. Right. If the Gadol Hadar, like you said, so that's on the one hand, right?
There's no other way to look at that.
What is it? No, you don't see the other side. No. You don't see the other side. If a lowlife would embarrass somebody, you know, well, why would that be more embarrassing? Right. That would be more embarrassing. So, I mean, Rashi is difficult. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says an Adam Beinoni is worse than an Adam Zolel or an Adam Chashuv. What does that mean? Adam Beinoni is in the middle. That's worse than a really bad guy or a really chashuv guy. So why is a middle level worse? You have to figure out what Rashi's kavana is here. Either way, Boshes is subjective. Boshes is subjective. The Shem Gubetzes asks, how do you figure out how much Boshes is anyway? How much she would want to be able to be violated like this? Says the Shem Gubetzes, all the money in the world she wouldn't want to be violated like this. How do you estimate that? Give her all the money in the world. Nobody would want to ever do this. So he says you have to come up with a case, says the Shita in the name of the Rama. Maybe you have to come up with a case where Mistavar Dehaki Shaminan. Where is it? Damdinam the Kama Isha Rotze Bazu Litain. I'm sorry, did I get the... Boshes tekaminan, hechi shaminan. What kind of boshes is this? I'm just looking for the boshes. The boshes owned him, kama isha kazu shenimsero leish kazu. Let's say this woman is going to be with this man anyway. Let's say she's married to him. Whether she liked it or not, she got married to him. How much now she would want to have the Maisa Biyah done Baratzon or Ba'ones? The Mi'ah is going to be done anyway. So that's the case. You're right. To have the Maisa Biyah done Bechlal, you can't, there's no value to that Busha. There's no limit. But the Busha has to be a case where the Maisa Biyah is going to be done anyway. The Maisa Biyah is going to be done anyway. So how much would you want it to be done more Baratzon than Ba'ones? How much would that be worth to you? That's how you figure out Busha. Pigam. How do you figure out Pigam? Ro'onos Akilu Yishivchan Emkeres Bashuk. You figure out how much, based on the fact that she would be sold in the marketplace, how much she was worth beforehand and how much she was worth less. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Knas shavah l'chol adam. Knas is equal, according to everybody in the world. V'chol sheyesh lo kitzva min haTorah, shavah l'chol adam. Right? Everything is exactly equal. Everybody has the definite amount. Ask the Gemara. Ve'ema chamishim slomam rachmanim mikol mili. The Torah says that you have to pay chamishim kesef by ones and by mafateh. How do we know that 50 is only the knas? Maybe that 50 includes everything. Boshes, pagam, and therefore pagam is always equal. Our Mishnah says it's a sliding scale. You figure it out. How do we know that? Maybe boshes and pagam, as the Gemara, is included in the 50. Maybe 50 is also the Xeris HaKasiv. Says the Gemara, four answers. Answer number one. Amr of Zera, Yomru Baal Babas Malachim Chamishim, Baal Bas Hedyotos Chamishim. Oh, how could you say that? If your boel, right, if the bush is different for a chashiv woman and not a chashiv woman, a bas malachim who gets ne'enas, that's very different. How can you say it's going to be the same payment as a bas adyotos that gets ne'enas? So Amalei Abaya, ihachi, if it makes so little sense to you, I'll ask you another kasha. Gabi eved nami. What about by eved? The halacha is that if you're sure, if your ox kills an eved, he has to pay 30. It has to be 30, shloshim shkalim. So, yomer eved noke magalia shloshim, eved oseh, maisa machat shloshim. An eved that works in jewelry, who does dakistika work with pearls, what, he's going to be is the same value if he's killed than if an eved that just works at home with a maisa machat that's a little stama tailor? And it's still 30 there. So how can you say so? In a chinami, maybe bas molachim and bas adyo, this would be the same thing. So El Aram Zero, okay, Reb Zero tries again. Zera tries again, and the Mefarshim try to figure out what Reb Zera was machadish here that he didn't say the first time. But this is Reb Zera's number two. Ilu baal ashnayim echad gadaka vechashalok adarka. Let's say two men violated this woman. The first shalok adarka. Tosa says it has to be the opposite order, or else it doesn't make sense because she has to be a psula in order to be chayav a knas the second time. Let's say one man violated her via shalok adarka, and then the second man violated her kadarka. So you're going to tell me yomer baal shleima chamishim baal pugum chamishim? You're going to tell me it's the same thing? The first one is much worse. The first one, she was a psula; she's never been touched before, and he violated her. You're going to tell me that he should have the same punishment as one who violated her? She was ready, still a psula maybe, but she was a paguma. How can you say that they did the same thing? Right. By the way, it's not mashma. It says but feirish if a bia shalok kedarka is also machayev knas, even though she's still a psula. But says the Gemara, what difference? So how can you say they did the same thing? Again, there's a difference in Reb Zera. The first one was focusing on the victim. The second one is focusing on the act itself and maybe the perpetrator. So there is a difference between the two, but it's basically the same svara. How can you say there's a difference? Armalei Abaya ihachi Evan Ami. Same thing by Evan. Yomer Evan Bari Shloshim Evan Mukashchin Shloshim. What, a healthy Evan should get Shloshim, and an Evan who is Mukashchin, who has boils on him, also get Shloshim? Meaning, you know, it's Xeris HaKasav by some cases. So maybe here too, the 50 is Xeris HaKasav that includes Knas and Boshes of Bekam. So the Gemara says two more answers. Psukim, El Amar Abaya. Abaya says it's a Pasuk. Amar Kra Tachas Asher Ina. You pay the Knas because he pained her. Hani Tachas Asher Ina. These were because he pained her. Mechlal Dika Boshes of Bekam. Mashma, there are others that are not because connected to this. The knas is because of this, but maybe there must be other payments that are not included. That's one libid. Number four, Rava Amar Krab, V'nasan ha'isha shachevi mal avi anara chamishim kasef. The pasuk says the man gives her 50 ha'shochev ima, the man that lies with her. So we darshan hana'a shchiva nun. The hana'a from the shchiva, from the line, from the ma'isabi itself, is 50. Mechlal di'ika boshes ha'pagam. So we have a drasha that boshes ha'pagam are not included in the 50. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema l'dida." How do I know, in general, that the boshes of begam should go to the father? The knas goes to the father. That's the first pasuk in the Torah. But how do I know the boshes of begam should go to the father? Maybe the boshes of begam should go to her. So the Gemara answers something that's going to come up later on Daf Mem Vav. That's the big sugya on Daf Mem Vav and Mabez. That's the second half of Maseches Ksubah starts there. The second half of the next section about everything going to the father. Amar Kra Binurea Beis Aviyah Kol Shvach Neureh Halaviyah. Right? No, there's a special limud, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, that all monetary issues when she is a nara goes to the father. That's the limud. Tosfos points out on top. Even though we learned before that boshes and begam are connected to knas, so therefore what you need a pasuk for, we discussed this a little bit already. No, but you might have said that's only in terms of, that's only after we have this limud. After we know bin Rebbe Savia, that's when we compare boshes and begam and knas. But you might not have said that before the limud. So the limud is megala that all the payments go together. Continuing, the Ella, Hadam, Rav Huna, Marav. We have another pasuk. How do we know that anything that the daughter does and produces, that money goes to the father, Shinemar, when she's a Nara. The man has the right to sell his daughter into servitude for her own benefit. Ma Amma Masia Della Rabba, just like an Amma, in Amma Ivria, a worker, that the money goes to the master, Avmas Basmasi Della Via, right? Bas and Amma are connected next to each other in the Pasuk. So we have a Drasha connecting, just like the Amma's Maisi Adayim go to the master, so to the daughters Maisi Adayim go to the father. So the Gemara says, Lamali, what do you need that pasuk for? Typically, maybe to Rabbi Savia. The first pasuk teaches me all monetary matters of a Nara go to the father. So what do you need the Kekish for of Amma and Bas? So the Gemara says, Ella, Hahi, Bahafaris Nadarim Udechsev. No, Binurea Beisavia is, maybe it can't be a limud so far out. Because that's specifically, you see, by Midbar Lamed, that's by Hafaris Nadarim. Hafaris Nadarim is a unique context. Unique context, not a momentous context. So therefore, you can't learn from there. V'chitem and Elf Bidah, you want to learn from there? No, you can't. Why? Mamona mi Isura lo yafinan. You can't learn momentous from Isurim. And Hafaris Nadarim is considered Isurim, because Isurim are created with the Nadarim, and the power of the father slash the husband, that power is an Isser power, so therefore, Mamona mi Isura lo yafina. Right, this relates, we mentioned this in the past, to the Varda, the Vilna Gaon, is Parsha Shoftim. Pasuk there in Parsha Shoftim says, ki poli mimcha davar, right, when you don't know a question in halacha, and therefore, bein dam ledam, bein dim ledim, bein neg lenega, right, any of these, you have any kind of question, you bring it up to the shofet ashal shariyah bein yimim mahem. So the Gra says, what's bein dam ledam, bein dim ledim, bein neg lenega? It says, chazal darshin, bein dam nida, ledam ziva, ledam leda. Different types of dam. Din ledin, dine mominis, and nefashus. De nega lenega, nige begadim, nige batim. Says the Gra, you know what this pasuk is telling me? There are three areas of halacha in Torah. There's Issa v'Heter, there's Dini Mamanis, and there's Tumentara. Three areas of halacha. Everything can fit into those three. Bein dam ledin, bein dam nida ledam leita, Issa v'Heter. She mutter to her husband or not. Bein din ledin, Dini Mamanis. Dini Mamanis. Bein nega lenega, Tumentara. Three separate areas. Divrei Rivos b'Sharecha. Right? Three separate areas. And says the Gra, Shatora Nechlak, really, he says Shisha Halakim. Tameh and Tahar, Asr and Mutter, Chayiv and Zakai. Those are the six areas which are really, right, Shisha, Shehin, Shalosh, right, according to the Gra. So that's the basis, right, some of the Achronim quote that that's the basis for this type of Yisod. Mamona Misur Le'afina, because there's two different areas of Halacha. Guess in general, Kala Torah Kula in Yenechad, that we could compare in a general way all of Torah. Right, for example, we mentioned the Gemara Masechta Sukkah. How do you know that you have to hold up your lulav straight because the boards of the Mishkan were standing up straight? My Indian boards of the Mishkan to the Lula. Okay, so in a general sense, you can compare all of Torah. But in terms of hardcore halacha, you know, there are separate sections. It's not costing you anything. Okay, not costing you. They're not really teaching you. So there's no downside to hold it upside down. Okay, so that's why my money means early off feeder. So what about knas? The Gra doesn't have knas as a separate category. Maybe that's the next line. Hi, how about we know the knas goes to the father, so why don't we automatically learn Borges Magam go to the father? What do you need me to Rabbi Savia for? So we say, no, Mamoni mi knas alo yafina. No, we can't learn from knas either. Why? Knas is a chiddush. Knas is a chiddush. As we've mentioned in the past, Tosfos in Yevamos on Davav says chiddush means dover hasoser es haklal, something that breaks the rules. So if knas breaks the rules, right, Modeh b'knas pater, and many rules that knas breaks, so you can't learn from it. There is a Shizma Gubetzes here, we don't have time to talk about it now, who says even though you don't learn Mamona Miknasa, you can learn Knasa Mimamona. Why is that? You have to look in the Shita. But he said the opposite would work. Anyway, so you can't learn it from there. So the Gemara says, El Mistavar Davi Yahavi. The Gemara says, really, it's logical that the Boshes of Abraham should go to the father. The boy must al Lumunuva Umuchashkin. Because really, the father has the power to marry her off to whoever he wants. Right? So really, the Busha, he's the Bailum on her Busha. He can marry her off to a Muchashkin, somebody who's inappropriate. So therefore, that shows that he's the Bailum on her Busha, and therefore, even in this case, he should be the recipient of her Busha. Next, Pagam, Rona Sakili Shifchanim Keres. Pagam, her lessening of value. You see how much she's worth, how much she would have been worth beforehand, being sold, and how much she's worth afterwards. Hechi Shamina La, how do you actually estimate it? Amar Abu Shmuel. Omnim Kama Adar Motzim Litaim, Bein Shifcha Besula Shifcha Bula Shamsho. How much would a master rather have a Shifcha who's a Besula or a Bula? You figure out the difference. Ask the Gemara, Shifcha Bula Shamsho, Manafka Lamina. Why would anybody care? All of the master wants are kids. So he's going to give this shifcha to his servant to have kids. So to his eved. So what difference does it make if it's a bula or basula? Ella, bein shifcha bula shifcha sheina bula lehasiya la'avdo. I'm sorry, that's the answer. Ula avdo manafka lamina. If he's giving it to his servant, so again, what does he care? He just wants the kids. Be'evesh yishlo rabo l'kawas ruach b'yemenu. No. The master really wants to give his eved a special woman, a special treat. And therefore, the assumption was that a basula was more of a special treat than a ba'ula, and he wants to give kawas ruach to his eved, and that's why he would pay more for a basula than for a ba'ula. Period. Mishnah. Whenever, at whatever age that a father could sell his daughter as an umma, he at that age does not have the power to get her knas. As we'll see, this is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Right there, mutually exclusive. Anytime when there's knas, there's no mecher. Meaning, the first there is mecher and no knas by ketana. There's knas and no mecher by nara. Ketana yishla mecher ve'en lo knas. Nara yishla knas ve'en lo mecher. That's going to be the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Habogeres en lo mecher ve'lo knas. And Bogeres has neither. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav Zudi Rabbi Meir. This is the sheet of Rabbi Meir who says that a ketana has no knas. But the Chachamim say there is knas, even makam mecher, meaning ketana has both. Titania, as the Brisa says, ketana bas yom mecher ad shtavi shei sairis, a ketana yesh lo mecher vein lo knas. This is the first shita, right? Has mecher and no knas. Mishtavi shei sairis ad shetivgar, when she's a nara, yesh lo knas vein lo mecher, divrei Rabbi Meir. Shrei Rabbi Meir omer, kol makam sheish mecher vein knas, kol makam sheish knas vein mecher. That's Rabbi Meir shita, like our Mishnah. The Chachamim omerim, no, ketana bas gimel shonam yom mecher ad shetivgar yesh lo knas. No, a ketana, until bagra, she has knas. Knas in mecher lo, what about mecher? Ema af knas ma makam mecher, she has both. She has a knas, even a makam mecher. Amar Reb Chizkiya my time with Rabbi Meir. What's the svar for Rabbi Meir? Amar krov lo siya leisha b'mahava atzma kasa medaber. So based on the drasha, lo siya leisha means when she can make herself into a woman herself, that's when she gets a knas. So a ketana cannot get married herself without her father. So therefore, that's the drasha. V'rabbanan amar Reish Lakish, amar krov, what do they do? What's their drasha? Na'ara, the bachir takes out the hay. That's going to be important. The word na'ara spelled without a hay, afilu ketana b'mashma. Whenever the Torah says the word na'ara, spelling it without a hay, it's like missing something. So that alludes to the fact that the halacha applies even to a ketana. Period. Shama Rav Papa read Rav Chanan, mi be'klochis. Rav Papa, the son of Rav Chanan from be'klochis, heard this. Azal amra kamed Rav Shimon Barashi. He said this type of idea of missing the hay in front of Rav Simi. Amalei atun ahamas isula. You heard this drasha, this issue brought about the previous issue. Anan ahamas isula. We heard the issue about Nara Ketana, about the following. Amrei Shlakish. Rish Lakish says, Amosi shem ra ala Ketana pater. Samri Rechman al-Slan is Mosi shem ra ala Ketana. Right? He lives with a Ketana and then she has, she wasn't a psula. He's pater. Shenamar, the dinim don't apply to a Mosi shem ra ala Ketana. Because the Pazak says, V'nasnu la'via Nara. Nara mali di brakasev. There it says the word Nara with a hey, and therefore we dash it. It means a real Nara and not a Ketana. Maskav l'ravada b'rava. Time of the Chazav Rechmana Nara. Halav hachi. So what? Is that only because it says the full Nara with a hey? Without that, how about Minafilu Ketana? You would have said that the whole Parsha Mosi Shem applies to a Ketana? That can't be anyway. If it comes out to be true, that she wasn't a psula, uskalua. You can stone her. See, even without this drasha, you would have said a ketana is excluded. Ella, what is the drasha? Ka nara. Here it's obviously a nara. You know that from the fact that it is a bas onshin. Naar, or nara, without the hay. afiluk tana b'mashma. That's the drasha. But either way, it's the same discussion on a different context. There is a Rambam, just one other point I wanted to end with, that is getting back to the mecher and the knas. There's a fascinating Rambam, where the Rambam says, mecher, at what stage does the power, the authority of the father end? When does it start? When's the earliest time a father could sell his daughter? When she's born, l'chora. When's the earliest time a man can marry a woman? Through the father. Now the Rambam says, let's say my wife is pregnant, and a man comes over to me and says, I want to marry your daughter. Hukar uber already. It's already the seventh month. Get ready to tell my wife's pregnant. Right? So I go over, hare hi mukudeshes homolachaveiro. So if a man says to a woman, his friend, hey, if your wife becomes pregnant, I want to marry the daughter, it's meaningless. Vim haisa eishes chaveiro mu'uberes, v'hukar ha'ubar, hare ze mukudeshes. Can marry her off before she's born. The Rambam adds on, V'yireli shetzarech lachzar ulakadish osa achar shetivaleid kedei sheyachnes osa bekidushin she'ein bahen dofi. Very unusual. Should do it again so nobody has any qualms about what happened. That's the Rambam. The Ravid says, I know what you're talking about. It's a milsa da shlobo la'olam. But the Rambam holds that mecher might start at leida. Kedusha can even start beforehand. You're married. You're already taken. She's not born yet. Not born yet. Anyway, the amazing discussion. We don't have time to talk about it. That's Ram Raivin Hilchas Ishus, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tez Zayin. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur was sponsored by Refu Shleima Yosef Tzvi Ben Rachel Pesel. And I'm not sure if it's starting now, but you have the name? Moshe Dov, Refu Shleima, Moshe Dov, Ben Chayasara. All the Cholim of Klal Yisrael should have Refu Shleimas.